It's time for A Minute with Mike. With Mike Arturi, the drummer of Love and Spoonful and founder of Universal Music Center.
Hi, this is Mike Arturi from Universal Music Center, and you are listening to A Minute with Mike. Today I'd like to talk with you about the evolution of music. They say there's nothing new in music, and in a way it's true, but of course it's not totally true. There's plenty that's new, but most music and most everything stands on the shoulders of what came before it. In the case of, let's say for instance, rock and roll, if you look into the music of the late 40s, say like the artists like Louis Jordan or Cab Calloway, you can hear the earliest influences of rock and roll that came right after that through guys like Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis. All of those styles really were kind of pared down and rocked up, if you will, versions of what Louis Jordan and guys like Cab Calloway were doing with big bands and with horns and rhythm sections. The early pioneers of rock and roll used guitars and small groups like just bass, drums, guitar, and a singer. You could hear the influences very clearly. And if you listen to the Beatles or the Rolling Stones and you go backwards from them, you'll hear Chuck Berry and you'll hear Muddy Waters and you'll hear the early blues artists in the British Invasion, which really just sold us back our own music that was popular maybe 5 to 10 years earlier, but it just came in a different package now. Instead of it being one artist like a Chuck Berry or a Jerry Lee Lewis, now it was four guys in a group with a different look and kind of a polished up, sped up a little bit, you know, maybe just made a little more like accessible pop feel or pop sound. They basically just came back to us with our own American music that came from blues and gospel, country, jazz. And it same stands as you go on and on through the decades, especially in popular music. We've developed into funk and soul music, you know, like James Brown and all the great Motown artists. And from that came disco music, basically. From disco came electronic dance music. Arguably one of the last really groundbreaking new things that happened, although it did borrow a lot from the early rhythm and blues and funk artists, was hip-hop and rap. It's really interesting to take any style of music from any era and back up 5 or 10 years, and you'll hear great clear influences on the music that you're listening to and focusing on. So I think it's very interesting, and it's something to have fun with and look back on. Well, thank you very much. Once again, this is Mike Arturi from Universal Music Center. You're listening to A Minute with Mike, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.